Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Mark Philip, a friend of mine from England, sent me a note and said, Steve, is this really happening in America? I looked at the story and I said, yes, it is. Now, it's been reported in the BBC, which is a story he sent me, which makes sense, but it's been widely reported elsewhere. Students sue Texas school district for banning long hair on boys. Now, you'd think maybe the story's from, I don't know, 1961, right? I mean, there was a time when the long hair hippie freak thing was considered bad, and you might have had the establishment cracking down on it. But in this day and age, to actually suggest that girls can have long hair and boys cannot, and they're going to enforce that as a rule, is actually a bit odd. And this will not survive in the courts, meaning that this rule will get struck down. But seven students are suing a Texas school district over its dress code policy, which bans boys from having long hair. So we're talking about public schools, by the way. Private schools often have dress codes, and they can enforce them because they're private schools. But public schools, eh. School officials suspended a 9-year-old boy for a month, barred him from recess and normal lunch breaks as punishment for long hair, according to the lawsuit. The other students involved in the lawsuit are aged 7 to 17. 7 to 17. They say the policy violates the Constitution and Title IX, which is a federal law prohibiting sex discrimination. And any time you see a statute that says men can do this and women cannot, or women can do this but men cannot, you immediately have to look at it and go, oh, why are we drawing that distinction? And here, apparently, it's based on style. Style. See, men shouldn't wear their hair long. That's not the style. The school district said on Thursday it was reviewing the lawsuit. The Magnolia Independent School District respects varying viewpoints, and we respect the rights of citizens to advocate for change, said a spokesperson in an email to U.S. media. The district serves roughly 13,000 students, about 40 miles northwest of Houston, and it did not return a request specifically for comment from the BBC. According to its dress code policy, which, by the way, this policy is apparently a rule that can get you suspended or barred from lunch, boys cannot wear their hair over their eyes, past the bottom of their ears, or past the bottom of a dress shirt collar, as if these boys are wearing dress shirts to school. Facing backlash this summer, Magnolia defended the policy, saying it reflects the values of our community at large. Can you impose your values on people inside your community who disagree with the community values? And you can imagine all of the ways that this runs afoul of the Constitution, not the least of which is that how I wear my hair is an expression of something. So most people own mirrors and actually are aware of what they look like when they leave the house. Now, we've met people who don't. Don't appear to do that. But most people do. So you put on a shirt, you put on trousers, or if you're a woman, you might put on a dress or a skirt or something. Culottes, who knows? And so, for instance, I'm wearing a shirt that's got something on it. It says something. This expresses something. But you don't have to have verbal expressions to be expressing something. And so how you wear your hair is an expression of something. If you do your hair like the guy in a flock of seagulls in the videos, that's making a statement. What the statement is, I'm not sure. I like the music, but... So the suit was filed by the ACLU of Texas on behalf of the students, and it argues the school district imposed immense and irreparable harm solely because of these students' gender. And they did. It's gender-based. That's the craziest part about this. Like I said, anytime you see a rule, boys can do this, but girls cannot, or women can do this, men cannot, you have to examine that and go, is there a reason for that distinction? And the length of my hair, there's no connection as to why you'd say that that's an enforceable rule. So the lawsuit details a number of punishments that were given to the students, and it involves seven children for wearing long hair. One is a nine-year-old who likes to wear his hair long because his father and uncle both wear their hair long. Another is an 11-year-old who describes how they feel about their hair and how it's part of how they express themselves. Both of these two, and again there's seven total, have been subjected to punishments including suspension, denial of extracurricular activities, and separation from their peers. A parent whose son has long hair said at a school board meeting in August, "This rule is a complete and utter dinosaur." And that's one thing I'm curious about, because there was a time, think pre-Beatles, and I know that some of my audience members are going, "The Who?" No, not The Who, The Beatles. There was a time when The Beatles appeared on television and unhip people said, "How do boys grow their hair that long? Can boys really grow their hair that long? That's not natural." Because so many guys back then had buzz cuts, and it was generally culturally unacceptable to wear long hair. Meanwhile, just a few years later, guys are wearing long hair. And it was quite common in the 60s to see guys with really long hair. And in case you're curious, many of them were doing it to kind of protest society. They were upset with the way things were. They didn't want to conform with what they thought were rules in a society they didn't necessarily agree with on everything. So one way to do that, so you look at something, immediately go, "Oh, they're upset about something. Some guy has got his hair down to here." And by the way, I know there's going to be guys in my audience who've got long hair. Now, my hair is fairly short. And in fact, when I get it cut, it's very short. I've not always worn my hair this way. There were times where I wore my hair longer. And there were times when I wore my hair longer that would have run afoul of this law if I'd been going to school at a public high school in Texas. And that's absurd that they go, "Okay, well, if you were a girl, you'd have short hair, but you could go to school with that haircut. But since you're a boy, you can't go to school with that haircut because it goes past the bottom of your ear, or it goes past the bottom of an imaginary dress shirt you're not wearing." Who are we to tell him who he can't be? Who are we to tell him what a boy should look like? He said, referring to the parent who spoke at the school board meeting in August. A survey by the ACLU of Texas last year found that nearly 500 public school districts in Texas have some type of hair length policy only for boys. Only for boys. So girls can wear their hair as long as they want. Boys, no. There's a limit, and if they pass that limit, they get in trouble. There's a rule that they've broken. And I know some of you might be surprised to see me defending the long-haired hippie freaks here, but this is the kind of thing you look at it and go, "Really? Is a court really going to say it's okay to have a rule like that?" So, for instance, how about this? Ask yourself if they passed a rule and said, "Boys cannot wear red, pink, or orange, because those are girl colors. Girls cannot wear black, navy blue, or blue, just medium blue. They cannot wear black, blue, or medium blue outfits. Their outfits must be girly colors. And boys have got to wear boy colors." Okay, so if a boy comes to school wearing pink, red, or orange, we're going to send him home. And if a girl comes to school wearing black, navy blue, or medium blue, we're going to send her home. You'd go, "That's stupid. Why is that stupid and the haircut's not stupid? What's the difference? What is the difference?" They're literally picking something random and saying, "Boys can't do this, but girls can." It's random. It's just random. And it has to do with a perceived value thing that long-haired people somehow, long-haired guys, somehow represent some kind of authority defiance. And by the way, on some level, it does. Getting back to, I mentioned the guys back in the 60s who wore their hair long, many of them in defiance of cultural norms, okay? So if I had to guess, and again, I don't like to predict these things because courts are unpredictable, but worse, they take forever to get an answer. If I had to predict this, I would say that eventually, the school will lose. The schools will lose because they're going to have no explanation as to how long hair on boys is somehow a problem at the schools when it's not a problem for the girls. And then why would that be any different than, say, picking what colors they can wear? It's just a random thing. And I was surprised to see this. I bet a lot of people are going to weigh in from Texas and go, no, it's been that way for a long time. I don't know. It doesn't say how long it's been going on here. But the point is that it's now going into the courts. And, of course, a trial court will rule. It'll go up on appeal. Could go up on appeal again after that. And we'll see what happens in the long run. But I'm not a betting man. But if I was, and if somebody would take my bet, I'd bet that this will get struck down in the end. So, Mark Phillip, thanks for sending it. Students sue Texas school district for banning long hair on boys. Stories from the BBC. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Life is from the inside out. When you shift on the inside, life shifts on the outside.